Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
And we are back again. With another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You know my guest today from his podcast, Take Your Shoes Off, and the shows As We See It and Undateable, Rick Glassman. My live studio audience. How are you doing?
Are there applause mic'd?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for doing my show.
My instinct is to leave it alone, but I never knew this about me. I guess I'm not used to a mic coming from the left. Can I say that?
Yeah.
And it just feels, I feel...
You like a more conservative microphone?
I think it's something that I'm just more used to. I guess this is out of my comfort zone. Yeah, but traditionally, politics aside, my microphones, I'm a bit right. And also the chair's a little low, and I'm just feeling like I'm... If we were on a date, I would ask for a different table.
Would you?
Yeah. And also, I think that the way you receive me, when you see, you know, the things that I need to feel more comfortable, will be a nice gauge on a first date to be like, oh, she sees me as, oh, that's, he has a quirks, that's cute.
Yeah.
He's kind.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, ugh, this is a drag, I would be like, you haven't seen anything yet. But yeah, I would switch tables or ask for a new chair.
Do you want us to switch to that microphone?
No.
Okay.
We ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice. They were taunting you. They were seeing if you wanted something different.
No, not here. I'm in your house.
I like that.
But I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have some questions for you. I'm sure you know how this goes. I've got some appetizer questions, main course, tasting menu. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to go through an array of questions. So we'll start light and easy. In three words, how would you describe yourself to a woman?
A lot of things.
You only get three.
I'm saying I have a lot of things.
A lot of things?
Yeah.
Those are the three words?
To describe myself?
Yeah, like let's say that you're pitching yourself to me. You've got three descriptive words.
Oh, so I can't do a three-word sentence. You want three...
Words.
Three
adjectives. It's like applying for a job.
Yep. Neurotic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind.
Okay.
I think that's it.
You get a third.
I can't think of anything else. Neurotic, kind.
Neurotic and kind.
Neurotic, kind.
I mean, you're a comedian. You don't consider yourself funny?
That's not for me to say.
Okay. Would you rather date a woman who's funny or who finds you funny?
They're both important, but the latter more so.
Have you ever been on a really awkward date and she didn't think you were funny at all?
Other than this? I don't know. Until I get to know a person, I don't know how they think about me. I don't pick up on that very well.
Okay.
I also kind of project like, yeah, why wouldn't you like, I'm funny. I'm kind.
Yeah.
Funny. You're right.
See?
Funny, kind, neurotic. No, I don't think so. Not that I could recall.
Okay.
I'm sure if you've asked the person I've been on the date with, if it was awkward, I wouldn't be surprised if some people said yes.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't be surprised if they said no, everything was great. He just wasn't the look I wanted.
Right.
I assume that if we go on a date and you don't want to go on a date with me again, it's only because physically, like you like a certain specific thing that I'm not.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with who you are.
I'm sorry, I thought I had a sneeze.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I thought
you
I had a sneeze.
You just glitched.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I also don't go on a date with somebody who doesn't have a little taste. Like, I'm not going up to somebody at a supermarket and be like, lunch? You know, like you get to, like they saw this a little bit. They're like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. But they may have, I think that, yeah, I guess, I don't know if it's an insecurity, but it definitely falls under that category. If somebody's not going to like me, I think it's got to be a physical thing. And I would feel like, well, why'd they go out with me? I could have looked good. That, like, there are days where it's like, oh, is this is what I look like today? And then,
but, do you look the same every day?
Mm-mm.
You change.
Yeah.
You're like a chameleon.
Do
you typically wear women's clothing? Do you always wear glasses? Do you switch it up with contacts?
I take them off sometimes, but I have a weird thing with my eyes that people make fun of me about.
I see.
And it's not even that I need them for near farsightedness. It's just to help my eyes.
Okay.
But no, these are, this is my mom's, but this is all man. This is a man shirt,
mm-hmm.
man pants.
Okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
Are you going to keep that women's clothing thing in? Do you produce that kind of stuff? Is that something that you could show me? I could see if I want to take that out.
You want to take that out?
You could send it to me and I might want to take that out.
That's okay.
Not, yeah, let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Well, I knew that we were going to get into this. And I don't really get into my personal life too much, but I will say this. This is a man's cardigan. No, I'm just kidding. I've been single for a few months, and my ex contacted me within the past week, and I'm now a little confused with what that means. And
what did she say?
She said, "Could you send my stuff back?" And I think that she wants me again. She said, "Could you please send me back my cardigans?" And I said, "They fit me so well."
Yeah.
You could take that out too if we cut out the burn. And otherwise it won't make sense. And it's a long distance relationship. And she's actually came here to visit. I saw her yesterday for the first time in a while. And I don't know what that means. But technically, I'm single.
Okay.
But, you know, am I available emotionally? I don't really.
Maybe we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Do you have a safe word? I should have asked you that before the cardigan joke.
There's not like a primary safe word that you always go to, but like you kind of set it up. Kind of like when you go to a hotel and you keep your gold in the safe. It's a different combination. It depends what I'm up to.
Just whatever you feel like.
But establish it at the beginning.
Yeah. What is
your... Oh, you know what? I do have a safe, more. It's more of like a safe intention. Like if we're, can I say having sex?
Yes.
If we're having fucking, you have a cool
I like
audience.
Sex. Yeah. Sex, we can keep
I've
it classy
heard.
In here. Penetration.
Yeah, if there's intimacy, mm-hmm. And then there's some dirty talking, you know, like, grab my balls.
Yeah.
Then like, and like you're role playing some stuff and it's like, it gets to a point where, you know, when you're present and you're connected and there's really no or limited ego involved, but then sometimes something confuses you or might confuse her. There is like, wait, are we being, is this for real? Like, I guess that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but is there a word?
No, I think it's more.
It's just
there
a communication.
Is. There are sometimes to set up a word, but it's that.
So she says no and you're like, do you mean no? Like, because the safe word is when you mean no. Stop.
Oh, it's, you know, then no, never. It never, no. I think it's safe. To me, safe words mean more so like certain other stuff that you might be talking about, role-playing stuff that might make somebody jealous.
Oh.
And like revealing things that maybe had happened or something.
I see.
And it's like if I say something that she doesn't like or vice versa, you might be like, I don't know if I want to be going down this road.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's similar to when you're doing bits with somebody and it's like bits and it's nonstop. And it's
right.
like, I can't tell if you're joking or serious. In my head, you always know. You know that I'm joking. I know I'm joking, so you need to know. But then somebody says, hey, are we being for real right now? And then I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you said, no,
yeah.
I'm not really cheating on you or whatever the kink is. So no, I think, I guess for safe word, it's just the same as real life. Just honest, transparent communication.
Okay.
And kindness.
What is your heritage?
I mean, 98 point something Ashkenazi, but Eastern European, mostly Polish.
Okay. Do you have Italian in your blood?
I don't like to talk about other people.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I read online that your mom was Italian.
She was, but then she got her act
together. Google-wise to me all the time.
Yeah, she's not Italian. No, my parents and both of their parents are all Jewish, European.
When you date someone, is it important that the girl that you're dating is Jewish?
Used to be. Used to be I wanted her to be Jewish. Then I tried that. And I mean this in the most disrespectful way. Then I went to no Jewish. And then I realized, oh, that's, I like Jewish again. Jewish, I'm already very that. And it could be a lot. And also a lot of Jewish women, at least the ones that I ended up dating, very mm-hmm. much reminded me of my mom. And I do love my mom, but that's not what I was interested in. Then I started dating some non-Jewish people and business was good. But now I'm back to, it would be nice, but it's not necessary. I do want to raise the kids Jewish. So if they're not religious or into it, the person that I'm seeing now, that I don't know what that means, she was raised by her stepdad who's Jewish, and she wants to convert, unrelated to me, and she doesn't need to. But if we ever got together, it would be like, yeah, that's fucking awesome. So, yeah. Somebody to remind me when the holidays are and to tell me like when Elijah is there and what the questions are. And
right. What do you have a type?
Yeah.
What's your type?
It's really superficial.
I mean.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would
assume.
You
didn't want to say.
Well, no, I think that when you have a type, like the first thing you go for is the way someone looks, right?
Oh, I don't even know if that's a type. I thought type was the, like looks as a part of a type, like tall, short, fat, really fat.
There can be like a way, like a demeanor that a girl has. Like some people like really classy girls. Some people like, yeah. like a certain kind of fashion. Some guys like long hair. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, is there an aesthetic that
can I figure it out with you? Can I say them out loud? Because this isn't something
yeah,
I've ever written
down.
Yeah,
let's go through it. I'm ready.
And this is in no particular order. Maybe it seemed like a joke when I was talking about kindness before, but like I, when someone is sweet and nice, it's like, I mean, it's a requirement, like somebody who's mm-hmm. just very, very nice. I also have come to learn, I could be pretty aggressive and do a lot of bits, but I'm very sensitive, and somebody to where I'm able to be like, you know, say my safe word, hey, are we being serious right now? Like somebody who knows how to reassure and just like be honest. Nice tits. And it doesn't have to mean big tits, but kindness and like some tits that I could just do something with, you know?
Do you like boobs over butt?
That's Outkast. Is that an Outkast song?
I don't know. Is it?
I'm thinking of Bombs Over Baghdad. I think it was the same. I think my boobs and butt thing went the same with my preference to Jewish or not. It used to be Jewish. So yes, obviously big tits. Mm-hmm. My respect to Jewish women. Then it went to non-Jews. So it was butt.
Yeah.
And now it's back to...
Well, now after you've played with both, which one do you like more?
Butt, because butt you could have even when you're not hungry. You know, like... Butt is, it doesn't matter what mood you're in, you see a nice butt and yeah. you're just like that. And also a butt is something I feel like you could, I don't know, it just doesn't feel as intimate.
A butt?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like if you squeeze a girl's butt or you slap it, it's like more fun?
It is. No, I'm saying just we're walking around. Okay, uh-huh. we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm cooking.
Oh, I'm saying, but we're outside. There's other people.
Okay, I'm trying to give us a situation. So in public.
Well, I'm saying I could look at other people's butts.
Oh, I see.
And I could be like, I look at a guy's butt. And, you know, watching baseball. I'm not watching baseball. I'm just looking at butts. Everyone in baseball has a nice butt. And it's like, that's cool. Butts to me are like shoulders. Or it's like, good body. And
yeah.
I feel like you could work on your butt and like you could earn a butt.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You can't like yeah. earn tits. You can just... Yeah. You either grow them or you buy them.
Yeah,
you're born with them. You don't grow them, I guess. You know, I heard someone when I was younger told me that if you drink a lot of pickle juice, it would make your tits grow.
Bigger. It's true, but you have to do it in your formative. You do. It has to be before puberty.
Yeah,
it helps the pH balance and the estrogen release.
It also helped before Google, because once Google came out, I googled everything, and I was like, "That's a lie."
Right, but you still thought my mother was Italian.
I did. I mean, and I also know now that's a lie. Let's get into our main course questions. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
17. Today.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. I mean, when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now that I've felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies, my other pairs have got to go because Me Undies is all I reach for. I'm hooked. And honestly, I feel off if I try to wear anything else. My favorite pair of Me Undies is an all black granny panty pair because that's my personal preference. And they're so soft and they have this really pretty lace top and I wear them every night. So from all black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in all sizes from extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/firstdate. That's MeUndies.com/firstdate for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How old are you?
23.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being for real? That's my safe word, right? That's where I'm
52.
No.
I'm 39.
39. Yeah. I'm 36.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have come to be more honest about
pun
my
intended.
Age.
I've lost my virginity in June of 2002. And
I can't tell if you're being serious.
I'm being serious. I remember dates of everything.
See, this is why I asked for a safe word. Okay, so are you being serious is our safe word, okay?
Yes, however, if you start throwing it around the way you throw around, I'm not gonna wanna always be like...
I wanna know the truth,
okay,
Rick.
The truth is I didn't really want you to edit this out. I didn't really care about
that. It's gonna stay in.
Send it to me. And I lost it in June of 2002.
Okay.
I was 17.
All right. Where?
The pussy.
Where were you?
Oh, I was at her house.
Okay.
In her bedroom.
Did you have TV on, music on? Was it totally spontaneous? Was she
She's the first girl I ever kissed. Oh. I was the first guy she ever kissed. I was very, very scared just to even kiss her. I knew we liked each other already, and then it was months before we kissed, and I didn't know how to kiss. And I remember this vividly, but I talk about this on stage now, and I don't want to be running bits here. But I'll say a small part of it is I bought a book because I didn't know how, and the book was on how to do other stuff. But I was just so scared. I'm like, well, I can't kiss her now because she thinks I still have this thing where before I kiss a girl, I think that if I don't kiss her, she's going to think I'm projecting this, but I'm scared, I'm a loser, whatever it is, he doesn't know how to kiss. So I'm just I'm very in my head about going in for that first kiss. And I remember we liked each other. She told me she liked me. We went to prom together, and after prom, I remember we fell asleep in the same chair. But so no, I guess technically my first kiss, she wasn't alert. She was asleep, but I just kissed the top of her head. And I remember thinking, I just kissed the top of her head while you're sleeping, and I didn't want to wake her up because I was scared. She's like, don't kiss me. And I kissed her, but she said she liked me. And I kissed her, there wasn't a mirror, but I'm confident. I remember my face. I went, and I just remember that was my first kiss. And, you know, and now, you know, it doesn't have that same type of, like kissing a head doesn't have that same thing to me, but I'm still very scared for a first kiss.
Yeah. How do you ask a girl out?
Very direct.
Yeah.
Depends. It would be whatever I'm feeling in that moment. I want to I over communicate, and I've gotten good at trimming the fat, but like I reveal, like I remember I went to Disneyland. I was 9. And I went with my mom was there and the family friend and their kid. And the kid, his mom and I went to the bathroom. And as I'm going to the bathroom, I'm 9, and I'm pulling down my pants. Can I say that? That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling down my pants. And I was picturing his mom pulling down her pants. Nothing sexual, I don't think, but just, and like, oh no. And I went and I told my mom, I said, I don't want to say her name, but I pictured her naked. Is that okay? And she said, yeah, that's okay. And I want you to know that if you want to tell me something, you could tell me anything and feel safe. You could tell me anything all the time. But also, it's okay to not tell people stuff. if I were asking you out and it was this, and I would be unsure of how to ask you out, I would probably want to announce the things I'm unsure of. I did some jokes that you knew that weren't, you know, like kind of.
You call the elephant out in the room first.
Yeah. And I would say, I don't know. I'm attracted to, I would say whatever I'm attracted to. And yeah, it's not the smoothest, but it is just very honest. And I also feel like by that, you kind of get a good read. Because one of my fears, and this is the fear with going in for the first kiss, is if you're just going in just like a little kiss or like, you know, for 2-3 seconds, if you didn't want to kiss me, there'd be a decent chance, whatever, I'll just kiss him to avoid the weird thing. Like, it's not that big of a deal to just, all right, good night. Instead of being like, get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me. So I'm like, now she kissed me, but that's not data. I'm not getting anything out of this. Did she want to do that? So I need to know. Did you want to kiss me? You know, did you? Because if not,
That would be a great follow-up text.
Yeah.
You know, you leave, you're in your car on the way home, and you're like, just curious. Did you want?
Yeah.
That
there
would
were a
be
lot
really
of bits.
Funny.
Yeah. My jokes come from is from a place, not specifically with girls, but from a place of either worried that I'll be misunderstood or me not understanding the other person.
Yeah.
And just trying to find some bits to play with, like to help. So, hey, if we're joking around, we could be honest in the jokes, you know?
Yeah. What is the longest you've been in a relationship?
I've been in a couple for close to 3 years, but I don't think ever more than that.
When you're in a relationship with someone and the sex starts to slow down, how long does it before it becomes like a red flag?
You know, my last couple of relationships were both long distance.
Why is that your thing?
I have a hypothesis. I don't know if it's true. There's two things. There's one that I don't know, and I know it's a possibility, but it's worth acknowledging that the subconscious is both wanting distance and also maybe like makes it harder to commit to something. But I want a family right now. I don't believe that's the case. That just makes the most sense. The other version is, like I said, I'm not going to meet somebody at a supermarket and be like, you know, go on a date and kiss me. I'm going to meet somebody online because that's easier. And that just, you don't have to be local for online. So it's just, if I'm talking to somebody online and we seem to be liking each other a little bit and we've been talking for a couple of days and she's like, do you want to go meet up for something? I'll probably not want to yet. I don't know if we're going to like each other yet. So there's something about somebody that's been long distance that just for practical reasons, well, we can't meet each other. So and you end up FaceTiming a lot and you're FaceTiming for weeks or months. And then like, you really want to see this person. I think FaceTime dates in fact, the last 4 relationships I've been in, we started talking online and the two of them, they lived there, but they were working. One was working in Hawaii. One was out of the state for a bit. So like it forced us to like, because if you go on a date, there's a, even if you're trying not to have expectation, there is like, I want to be my best something. I want to like, am I enjoying whatever this person is? But FaceTime, you could do it for 5 minutes. You could talk for a while. There's no obligation.
But that's so hard. It's hard, I would think, to have a long distance relationship because of the physicality aspect.
Well, that's what the reason I brought that up was because when the sex, you know, goes down, I mean, there are moments in relationships, especially if like maybe, you know, there's a little contention in something or things are unresolved at the moment where, you know, you're not fucking each other as much. But that's not really, I don't really experience that. I also, I'm big into communication and I also have a lot of feelings about sex, and a lot of it is primal. A lot of it is just practical. A lot of it is connection. I also think that like, if you want to have sex and I don't, that there's still like, I use the word responsibility literally, not that it's a problem. Like, you don't have to do it all the time, but just come. Then like, then we'll figure it out. Like, let's just do it. You know, yeah. You have to walk the dog. Just figure it out. And then once you're doing it and once you're hard and you're like, you're going to enjoy it, you know? So I'm also, it's just like, hey, we haven't fucked in like, we got to just fuck each other.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of, it seems a little clinical, but then you start doing it and it's like, yeah, give me a fucking.
So how long until, I haven't really like a week?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go a week. I mean, I've gone a week. I don't know if I've gone a week.
So then what do you do with long distance?
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying when we're together.
How do you get a girl who's long distance to come together? Does she move for you?
Are you asking to how to get her to climax together or how to come to visit me?
How to come to visit you?
We visit each other.
Do you travel a lot?
I travel.
Yeah.
I travel.
Do you, so you primarily date online?
There's a, for some reason, I don't feel defensive, but that doesn't sound right. It's not like I'm on dating sites looking to date, but I guess I've met them online. I've met on Instagram and Twitter and like doing bits with people. And then it's like, oh, we're doing bits.
Yeah.
Also, I think when we're talking about what your type, which we didn't get into, we could go back to, doesn't matter. But like bits, like if she thinks I'm funny or I think she's funny, you got it. Like I'm also recently got into bits during sex, which was something I never did because also people think I'm always on and like that's, I want to like not... And that's not my go-to.
What's like a bit during sex?
I'm so like, but this is what this show is. I just like revealing certain things about my personal life. I don't know. I'm just catching myself feeling a certain boundary and not wanting to say at least a particular person. But doing voice, like.
Voices?
My whatever this person is right now, she's just really good at voices.
Uh-huh.
And also, I don't know if people would refer to some of the voices as a bit racist, but like there's this, and it's such a funny voice.
Okay.
And doing it, and she did it as a joke and it made me laugh, but then also it kind of got into role playing a little bit, but like it's also like cartoon voice. Yeah. Of it, you know what I mean? It's like, and then she was like moaning in that voice and it was making me laugh so hard, but it was also turning me on because it's so good that it felt like it was somebody else. I was laughing so hard and I was so turned on, and it opened this door to like, are we doing bit, like there's bits also to do like tension shit, like you do it and then something happens and you do a bit, you get a laugh, and then like I'm going back in but like, yeah, but doing bits online where it's like I also feel very seen. Mm-hmm. like if when you know I'm joking, or if I could say it's a joke and you get it and you develop that shorthand, I feel very seen. So like just doing it back, man, this, I'm talking.
Yes.
There was a moment where you made a joke about this and I was pretending I was upset.
Right.
And then I didn't say I wasn't. And then whatever, it's just a joke. I'm sure people know I'm joking. But then I did another joke and then you just either weren't listening to me, or not that you needed to laugh, but it didn't connect. And then I felt like, oh, did she think that I was serious about that other thing? So I made a point to make a joke about the cardigan being the mom's thing. Like I made a point because I didn't want to say to you, I was just joking, but I also needed you to know because I wanted to develop a shorthand with you. So like when bits miss, like, we gotta fucking figure it out or I ain't getting hard. I've never been softer than that second joke when you're like, huh? You could have pulled your shirt down and been like, I'm doing bits. See me.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess also, you know, I like tall. I like a tall girl. Not necessary, but when you hug her and she fits, you know?
Yeah. Well, I can honestly say I've never done a bit while having sex, but I have put on accents in different countries when I'm...
Do you have any funny Asian accents I could hear?
No, not Asian.
Because when I'm eating a girl out and she's doing an Asian accent, I want to eat her out again 30 minutes later.
Yeah. No, no Asian. I've done English, done a little Spanish, done Italian, and it depends.
I should introduce you to my mother.
You said she wasn't Italian.
Unrelated.
Okay.
My mom, I'm saying she's unrelated. You know, maybe we're not connecting all the bits, but we're fun. We're having
That's
fun.
That's all right.
You're not into puns.
I do like puns.
Prove it.
Well, give me a good one.
Give me a good one. Yeah. You ain't a pun chick. Believe me.
Okay. I do believe you.
Here's, by the way, where I would know not to go in for a first kiss.
Well.
But I'd ask.
I mean, I feel like I'm so nice, I would still give you the first kiss.
See, and that's not nice. That's people pleasing. If you don't want to kiss me, and by the way, I'm talking to all your young women audience too. If you don't want to kiss him, tough shit. Be nice.
I'd kiss you, but it'd be a great story for my friends later.
Oh, you would make fun of me and you'd be like, but I kissed him?
No, I wouldn't make fun of you.
What if you didn't want to kiss because like this guy said, I don't like puns and then you...
You know, I'm very good at dodging a first kiss. Like I would just like lightly on the cheek and go.
What's an example of bad at dodging? Because that feels very
obvious.
Well,
if you're not good at dodging, then you take the kiss.
Gotcha.
But I mean, I feel like I would never go out with someone that I...
Couldn't at least.
Didn't intend on at least having a kiss with.
Do you think that's common? As opposed to like, well, I have to see how it goes.
I mean, I wouldn't go out with someone that I was just not attracted to.
Do you ever go out with somebody that you're attracted to and then you become more attracted or less attracted just from one date?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you go on a date with someone, you're across from someone for like 30 minutes to an hour typically.
It's a fast date.
I mean, I'm not trying to sit down for a 3-hour meal.
You got to try this FaceTime stuff.
Oh, I can see how that is helpful.
Yeah.
There was one guy that I liked that I FaceTimed a lot. And then I like never even met him in person because we had like one big falling out over FaceTime. And then that. So it did save me a lot of time, I guess.
What was the falling out?
Did
he say something bad or just not connected?
I'm trying to think of what it was. I think it was my fault. I had probably had too much alcohol. And when I drink a lot, I get very mean.
Dude, that's the... Why do girls...
I'm a dick. Like, and it's not good. And I'm not proud of it. And I have said things that I really regret. And I've done things that I really regret when I am drunk. And I have learned about myself that I need to dial it fucking back if I really like someone. But it's hard when I like to also let myself go. You know,
you should do some of these podcasts with that theme and just get plastered for it and then call it. This episode is I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
And then you could watch because I've learned so much from editing myself and watching myself on the podcast and to see yourself in it. It might like
I would lose my entire audience.
You think so?
I am not a nice person.
Oh,
yeah. I'm mean. Don't you know what mean is? I'm mean. Mean.
Yeah.
For my dessert question. What is the sweetest thing that you have ever done for a significant other or partner?
Man, that's so contextualized, right? I bought my ex a house.
You did?
No. Of course not. The sweetest thing? I understand it's a question just to bring something creative out and hear something, but it's so hyperbolic, but I don't know because then it would. What's the sweetest thing?
Do you consider yourself romantic?
Yeah, I feel like I have an analogy for you. I came up stand up in clubs, but people referred to me as an alt comic, but I wasn't doing the alt rooms. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
As far as my romance is concerned, yeah, maybe as in the alt space, but it feels traditional to me. Like, I don't, if we're on a date and we're walking to my car and I'm driving and I'm on the passenger, if we're coming from the driver's side, I'm not going to go around, open your door.
Oh, why?
Because could you not get it?
What?
Could you get it? Could you open your door?
I mean, I could.
Perfect. But I am going to be very thoughtful with other things, like things that are practical.
Whoa. Okay. So if I can do something for myself, then you don't feel you need to do it.
I feel that by me opening the door for you, I'm being sincere when I say this, it feels manipulative. It feels like I'm only doing this to show you, look at how good of a guy I am. I'm getting the door for you. But it feels silly to me. If we're coming from your side, I'll get it on the way. I'm going, butt your head, enjoy yourself, enjoy the ride. But if we're coming from, and I'm walking all the way around, I feel like I'm lying to you. Because I don't want to do that. So I don't do things I don't want. If you said to me, hey, it makes me feel loved if you open the car door, I would do it for you. But traditionally, I'm not buying flowers, really. I'm not opening the car door. I'm usually disrespectful to their parents. I don't consider her feelings. If she comes, that's on her. But yeah, I think I'm romantic.
Okay. All right. I don't know what to say to that one. I guess chivalry is dead?
No. Chivalry has been redefined.
Oh.
Let me give you an example.
Please do.
She's at home and she burnt her hand on a thing.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I'm doing, I'm going to order some burn cream to Postmates to get to her right away.
Mm-hmm.
She had a rough day at work. By the time she gets home, I'm going to have her favorite treat delivered. If I'm with her and she's somewhere out and I'm maybe going to go drive there or Uber there to meet her so I could drive back with her.
Like, so if she's having a problem. You're going to help her fix it.
Yeah. You know, that's actually, I didn't recognize that pattern. That's a great observation. I want to be of service. I want to help you feel good. Either if you're not feeling good, there's room to grow. Or if you are, I'm having such a good time. Let's keep doing this and make suggestions of things we could do. Is there anything that you want to do today that would make you feel good?
Mm.
Like, I'll ask questions, but yeah, that's actually a great thing that I want to look at. Yeah. I think there's probably something about me feeling valued to that.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like a really like connected on something with that. Yeah, I think.
I'm glad we had a breakthrough.
Yeah, I because all those examples were, oh, you need something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you need something, I want to be able to, I want to be able to be there for you.
Right.
But and that's actually, you don't need me to get the door. I mean, I'm just telling you my mindset.
Yeah. But
you don't need that. But it's.
Just because a girl doesn't need something doesn't mean it's not nice to do.
Absolutely. There are nice things I do just because you don't need it. But I'm saying that doesn't feel practical to me.
Right.
Like, but yeah, I don't know. Something for me, absolutely to think about. I guess also like, yeah, if you don't need something, I don't want to go too long. I'm taking the word need as literal right now. And yeah. I just realized that. But like, because everybody needs to laugh. Everybody needs to feel good. Everybody needs to decompress. So like if I could be part of that, even if you're not in a bad mood, but yeah.
Okay.
But opening the car door for a girl, I always found to be a little bit, I feel like I'm lying.
Yeah. Well, there's also never a girl in town for you to open a door for.
Well, after we FaceTime for a couple months, we'll visit each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
At Rick Glassman on Things, Take Your Shoes Off podcast. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. Thank you guys so much for watching another episode. We will see you next time.
First date, baby. Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner? First date.